Hey, what's up? And welcome to Gaijin Culture Cast, the fifth episode. Yeah, I'm like, isn't it amazing that I'm actually producing these episodes now? You know, you guys don't have three episodes. How long did I have just three episodes? A long time, right? Anyways, yeah, fifth episode. Yay! I wanted to say, I don't know, I didn't think that last episode actually went all that great. It was kind of like, blah, and as one of my other friends pointed out when he was listening to it, it wasn't actually as entertaining as it was to us because we were there and we were, you know, like, there's just visual elements and things like that. So it probably wasn't actually that great of an episode, not to mention, yeah, I myself wasn't all that great before she came. So I'll try extra hard this time to give you a good episode. Just so that I would have some culture news, I actually signed up for the Japan Times. It's this online, you know, or the Japan Times online. It's just, you know, you get Japanese news online so that I can, like, know what's going on. But there isn't really anything interesting, you know? It's like pulling out an American newspaper. It's like, government issues and things like that and environmental controversy. Sure, it's interesting stuff to read about, I guess, but not for this, you know. I'm more, you know, about the whole pop culture bit, and they don't usually put that stuff in the newspaper. However, there was an article about anime, you know, because they're saying how, like, you know, like, anime and manga all, it's like, started in Japan and stuff, and they're all like, just because it started in Japanese, does that mean that only Japanese people can do it? And then they're talking about, like, international people doing things like that. However, I have to say, I am not at all a fan of Tokyopop's little revolution of American artists, because it's like, it's almost like they try to get the worst artists out there and put them there, and it makes America look bad, you know? I personally know better artists than some of the people that they publish. Don't get me wrong though, they do publish some good people, but a good portion of them, like, I'm sorry, have you ever seen the manga Peach Fuzz? I hate that shit, man. It's like, dude, no. Ugh. Yeah, I'm like, seriously, looking at that stuff makes me cringe. So, like, I don't know. They're, like, talking about, you know, like, how anime is such a big thing in Japanese pop culture. And it is. Like, you go around, I swear, whenever I see things about Tokyo, people either look like an anime character or they look like Ayumi Hamasaki. I swear, they all the girls look like Ayumi Hamasaki. At least, like, 70% of them. They all have the same hair and, you know, their little school uniforms with their baggy socks and stuff. They actually do look like that. I think that's amazing. It sounds like the kind of thing that's like, oh, you know, make it up, whatever. But, like, whenever I see things, like, whenever I see videos where they're just, like, shooting, like people crossing on the street and stuff, like, most of the girls look like that. I mean, like, you could say that a lot of people, especially girls, actually look the same around here. But they don't look like anybody specifically. It's just like, oh, well, they're just following the trends. They all have similar haircuts, and usually even, like, they dye their hair similar colors, and they wear similar things and whatever. I don't know. I guess that's pop culture, you know? But at the same time, I can't help but feel like I'm being a little naive, because I can't say, oh, this is what it's like in Japan. This is how people are. This is how things are over there, because I've never actually been there. But I don't know. And how I'm saying, it may seem like they're just doing this to, you know, make stereotypes and stuff, but it's really like that. For all I know, they could be doing that to create stereotypes. That's all they show us, really. You know, I have no way of saying that. So I guess I'm really not one to comment on those kinds of things. Actually, if any of you have ever been to Japan, any of you people listening, I would love to hear about it, because I honestly, you know, I'm really pretty clueless about what it's actually like. I just know what I read online and what I see on TV and international specials and things like that. I've never actually been there. I would love to go there, obviously, someday when I have the money or time or whatever, but as of now, I don't have any of that. So yeah, anything that you guys could tell me that you think would be nice for me to know, then go ahead and email me, valentinefromeden@yahoo.com, or you can podmail me, you know, the pod site, gaijinculturecast.podomatic.com. And yeah, I'm going to play a song called Ningyo Hime. It is, I believe it's one of the ending theme songs. Yes, one of the ending theme songs for Chobits. And then I'm going to give a shout out to some people, all right? So here you go. That was Ningyo Hime, which actually translates to Mermaid Princess, which was, I found out, sung by Tanaka Rie, and it's the second ending to Chobits. Alright, so, shout outs! Yes, shout outs! I would like to say hello to friends of mine who I am, like, forcing to listen to this song. Did you hear that? It's my phone. Hold on a second. I gotta get my phone. Oh, God! God damn it, hold on. Alright. I'm sorry about that. Anyways, as I was saying, to my friends out there, I'm kind of like forcing my friends to listen to this. I'm like, hey, you, listen to my podcast. Have you heard my podcast? I updated my podcast, and they're like, okay. So, let's see. Friends I have listening. I have my friend Ray. Hello, Ray. Ray is really cool. So, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. I also have my friend Jose, who, I don't think he's a regular listener, but he listens every once in a while. And he's actually the one who I get most of my music from, because we all know nobody really gets songs legally. Everybody downloads this shit. And I don't have any programs that do that, and he does. So I'm just like, hey, give me this song. And he's like, okay. So I'm like, yay. So actually, if it weren't for him, this show would like not really work very well, because I do not have that much Japanese music at all. Shout outs to, who else do I know that's listening? I don't know. Is Jackie still listening from Twinkie Beyond? I don't know. Well, we were kind of going back and forth with emails for a little while, I guess. And he, yeah, if you're still listening, then hey, cool, what's up? Yeah, he's a cool kid too. I don't know. I don't really have anybody specifically in mind. I can't really give shout outs to people who I don't know are there. As I said last episode, pod mail me, comment on the show, do something, email me, anything. Comments, I love them. Even if it's something like, hey, you're cool, yeah, keep it up. Anything like that, it's fine. So yeah, give me comments, they're good. Comments, like, good, yes, what, yeah. I can't really read any pod mail or anything like that because I haven't gotten anything new since last episode. Since last episode was actually done yesterday. I'm actually doing these things consecutively. Isn't this exciting? I'm actually getting stuff done. Yeah, wow, I'm retarded. As far as what I've been up to really say, I don't know, man. I've been playing DDR. I've actually been watching anime on demand, but I haven't really been watching anything new. I've been watching Princess Tuzu. Yeah. And I've been watching Kaleidostar. I guess I could tell you about that. What else have I been watching? Actually, I have Anime on Demand right here. And so, I don't know. I'm going to look through the list. What have I been watching? Well, I have been watching Gravitation a little bit because everybody says so much about it. And I figured I better get in on the action, per se, and see what's going on. I've also been watching Die Guard a little bit. I haven't been watching Bandit King Jing recently. I've been watching Get Backers. I love Get Backers. And that's pretty much it. Anyways, other than that, oh, by the way, when I was talking earlier, that was actually the ending theme song for Bandit King Jing. So yeah, it's rather catchy. It gets stuck in my head all the time. I guess it's just something with things repeating. Like, there's this, like, the band Modest Mouse, I don't really like them all that much, but there's this one song where they repeat, like, in the background, they keep on doing something, and it just always gets stuck in my head. So then I ended up liking that song a lot, and then it grew on me, and now I do like them, so, well, I don't know. Anyways, what else? Ah, anime review! Yay! Well, before I go on to that, I have to say, in the background, I have a song from Razifan called The Garden of Everything, a collaboration with Maya Sakamoto and, oh god, what's that guy's name? Steve Conte. Yeah. I like its song. It's a really pretty song. I'll play it in the end, actually, so you can actually hear it without me babbling. So, anime review. What am I going to review? How about Kaleidostar? Kaleidostar. It is about a girl named Sora. She lives in Japan, and she comes to America to join something called Kaleidostage. Like, if you know what Cirque du Soleil is, it's kind of like that, except it's not quite as fancy, you know? Like, it's an acrobatic kind of thing. And so she comes to America because that's where it is, and she's aspiring to become a star. And it's about, like, you know, like, the things that happen to her and, like, her journey on to becoming a star. And, like, it's, I don't really know how to explain it. It's actually pretty good. It's a little childish in a sense, you know? It's kind of the kind of anime you would expect, you know, like little people to watch. But I don't know, I like it. It's cute. There's times where it gets a little bit cliche, although I think it's interesting. Since it's by people from Japan and it takes place in America, it's really interesting seeing, it's like, is this really how people think Americans are? So, yeah, it's something you should check out, you know, very, you know, upbeat, positive, whatever kind of story. From a rating, 1 to 10, I give it a 7. It's pretty good. I actually enjoy it that much. I don't really review things that I don't like. Well, sometimes I do, but most times I don't. The only thing I don't like about it is that it's very predictable. Well, not really, because the thing is like, you know, you expect the good guy to win every time, but sometimes she doesn't. Sometimes she fails terribly or breaks a leg or something happens and she gets backstabbed by somebody and somebody betrays her or whatever. But for the most part, it's kind of predictable, but I like it. I actually enjoy it. It's cute. It has cute characters. It's really girly though, by the way, in case you hadn't gathered that. But yeah, so I don't know if guys would really enjoy it so much because, like, what the fuck? Yeah. But I don't know. Whatever. I would think that things like Paradise Kiss and, what is it? Fushigi Yugi were really girly, but I know a lot of guys who like both of those. So, I don't know. I guess I can. That doesn't really matter. So, yeah, there you go. There's my anime review. And now that I'm done with that, I am. Oh, dude, I downloaded this one song. It's really cool. I was just looking around and I came across this band called Hot Buttered Popcorn. And they had, like, I wanted to do this for a while, and I have a friend of mine who actually kind of did too. And what it is it's like a rock version of the Tetris song. I know this is really random, but I'm gonna play it because it's just cool and you need to hear it, alright? So, come on, here you go. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna talk through this because it's a Tetris thing. It's very repetitive, but I do think it's cool. I'm sorry. I get entertained by these things. So yeah, there you have it. I'm just gonna talk through this. So yeah, how about a manga review? Yeah. I'm gonna go with Demon Diary. Demon Diary is cool. It's really funny. It's about a little guy. His name is Rainif. He looks like a girl, but anyways, he is aspiring to become a demon lord. And so it's about this kid, and he's chosen by fate that he is, you know, meant to be the demon lord, but he grew up in a normal, like, well, it's in a different kind of world, but, you know, to him it was a normal setting. You know, he was just a common thief on the streets, kind of like Aladdin, but then it turns out that he's actually destined to be this great demon lord and whatever. So then this guy Eclipse, he's the typical quiet badass kind of guy. He's supposed to be his trainer. And he's really disappointed when he finds out that Rainif is, like, you know, even though he is really the right one and he does have the right powers and stuff, he's like the nicest, most sweethearted, cute little thing ever. And Eclipse here is trying to teach him how to be all like rawr. one of the lines that Rainif ends up saying, and nobody takes him seriously when he says it, is like, whenever anybody makes fun of me, he goes, how dare you mock me, vermin, or something like that. And it's really funny. And then they like come across different characters. Like, there's this guy named Chris who's like really cocky and stuff, and he's also meant to be something else, but he's just like a really cocky jerk about it. And he ends up being friends with them. And then there's this other girl. I can't remember what her name is, but she's kind of tomboyish and like short-tempered and really quite entertaining. From a 1 to 10, I'm going to give it, what is it? An 8? An 8. Because I was really disappointed. The ending is very blunt. Maybe I might give it a 9. I don't know. I really enjoyed the script writing. The story is very good. It's very well written. I love the characters. They're so entertaining. And, yeah, it's something that you should check out, I guess, you know? So, yeah, there you go. All right. So, what else can I say? I don't know. I've run out of ideas. I can rant. Ranting. That's good. That's always good. Today's rant is going to be about Japanese candy. Oh my god, that is the shit, man. Seriously? I mean, why isn't American candy as good as Japanese candy? Well, I don't get it. They're just better at it in general. Are we Americans too lazy to come up with stuff as cool as they do? I mean, like, I went to a Japanese restaurant for lunch today, and even the little thingies that they gave us out the door were cool. They were like these tiny little dots, and they were like drop, like kind of like, I think they might have been those sakura drops, I don't know. But like, it was in this kind of clear, shiny, iridescent wrapper, and it was really pretty and it was really fancy. And then you open it up and then the candy is clear, so then everything in it, like the wrapper and the wrapper inside the wrapper and the candy itself, were all clear, and it was really cool, it was really shiny, and it was really yummy. And you would think something like that would go really quick, but it actually lasted a long time. That also reminds me, there's this Japanese bubblegum I like quite a bit. It's called Black Black. That stuff, well, first of all, it tastes really good, and it's caffeinated, and it keeps flavor and stays chewy, like doesn't get hard, longer than any American gum I've ever had. What's up with that? You know? It's like, I don't know, man. I feel like I'm being ripped off or something. Are we just not cool enough? I don't get it. I don't get it, man. You know what? I'm gonna take this time out. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody if there's anybody who happens to be patriotic to the country of America, but America sucks. I hate it. I just, people here are like really ignorant and rude and not cool. Yeah, you know, it's official. One of these days, I'm gonna like get out and move to Japan, except I don't have the money for that. So maybe I'll just hang on in Canada, because Canada is cool too. I actually have got some new music from somebody who was listening. What's his name? Lee. Yeah, he's cool. He's over, I forgot, some country that I'm not in, which is interesting. I didn't even know I had people from like other places listening. And yeah, he gave me some songs, and so I'm actually going to have stuff to play for you. And yeah. Afterwards, I can do some sort of review of some sort, I suppose. Like, I remember I told you guys that I was going to do a review of the movie Moon Child, but I never got to. So, I'll do that when I come back. And, yeah, let's see. What am I going to play for you? I don't know. Let's see. Well, there's this one song by, damn it. I hate the fact that I can't pronounce Japanese band names, because, like, I'll pronounce it phonetically, but then that might not be the right thing, and then people will be like, you're so retarded. It's not blah, blah, blah. It's blah, blah, blah. It's like, fuck you. Whatever. Band Vidal. Song, Dying Cast. I'm playing it. It's cool. Listen up. Here you go. Bye. Oi, good stuff there. Fuck, dude. What was that? Vidal dying cast. Alrighty. A little more J-Rock-y than the stuff I usually play. If you're wondering why I haven't played more rock-y stuff up until now, it's because I don't really have any. I don't know if you guys realize this. My collection is very small. I don't think I have over 50 songs by Japanese artists. Seriously? Like maybe not even 25. I don't know, man. But, yeah, well, I did play some, like, Shortstein, I believe, and Velvet Eden, but that was more of the industrial whatever kind of stuff, and it wasn't more of the rock kind of things. So, Lee, over in the UK, that's what it was. Yeah, all right. Anyway, so, yeah, movie review. Yay! Today we are going to review the movie Moonchild. It's been a while since I've seen it. Like, I think it's been like a month already at least. So I might be a little fuzzy on this, but I'll give it my best shot. Alright, so essentially what it is, I can't remember for the life of me what their names were, so I'll just say the actors. Alright, the two main characters, Gaft and Hyde. It was actually a much better... Well, I'll tell you about how good I thought it was later. Gackt plays an orphan. He was orphaned at a very young age. And he just pretty much would scavenge on the streets. And, you know, he would steal to make a living and things like that. Hyde plays a vampire. Who recently his partner, you know, had died. It makes him sound gay, but... I don't know what that deal was. Apparently he had like somebody who he would always hang out with and whatever, and he was a vampire too, but he ended up committing suicide on it, the sun, something. I don't know. It's weird. Either way, Hyde was all alone, and he's just chilling, whatever, and he's like, ugh, I'm so miserable. I'm feeling emo. I'm going to sit here to die, but I can't die because I'm a vampire. Damn it, life's a bitch. And Gackt, as a kid, finds him and he's all like, hey, what's up? But then he's like, he's not moving. So he tries to steal his watch, but then he's like, hey, don't fuck with me. I'm not gonna get into details. Either way, they end up meeting and Hyde does some crazy rawr, kill people, eat stuff, and then Gackt goes, ooh, and then Hyde goes, you're not scared of me? And Gackt goes, be friends, and then they're friends. And then they go through some shit and they get in trouble with the mob or some Yakuza people and a lot of drama, and it's really good script writing, really good acting, things like that. I would highly suggest it if you ever get the chance to see it. Not to mention, if you're a fan of either one of them, it's really cool to see them act, you know? On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a 7 maybe even, because I really, really enjoyed it. But the thing is, it was very drawn out sometimes, you know? And it was kind of slow, but at the same time, okay, the beginning went really fast, and then some part in the middle was going really slow, kind of. But it's really well acted and it's really well written, and I really liked it. So go watch it. It's good. So all right, now that I'm done with that, actually, maybe speaking of Gackt, I should play some Gackt music, because I do have some. Then again, I actually did promise some people a certain song. So you know what, I'm gonna play them back to back. I know, maybe I should be talking more. I don't know, because some people said more commentary, less music. Some people said less music, more commentary. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. So I will play you two songs. They are Redemption from Gackt and Illuminati from Malice Miser. Was it Malice Miser? Yeah. All right, and after that, I'm going to read some mail, all right? So here you go, starting off, since we were just talking about him, with Gackt, with, what's this song called? Redemption. All right, here you go. We'll be right back. great. We had Redemption from Gackt, and then that was followed by Illuminati by Malice Mizer. All right, I'm going to read off what I have of the podmail kind of things. Yay, podmail time. Actually, I'm going to start out with not podmail, but shoutouts. I don't even know how where these shoutouts come from, but I have apparently people doing shoutouts. And this one person said, Kodu had said that, they said, I'm an otaku like you, and I've been working on my own manga, Sea Fox, A Pirate Story. Actually, the credit belongs to my best friend and I. I like your Japanese mythology stories. I thought I already told you guys, otaku is a bad term. Don't use it. Don't use it. It's not good. So, all right. Sorry about that. That was a little bit random, but I just felt the need to point that out. Don't use otaku. I already told you about that term. Okay. So then, I can't read the font on my computer. My computer is so retarded. Chihiro. Ah, damn it. I wish people would use their real name sometimes, because I don't like having to pronounce pen names that are all crazy and stuff. But she says that my podcast rocks and that it's funny and it has great music. And thank you. I have comments on my last podcast. And apparently some of you guys liked it, some of you guys didn't. Some of you guys were like, yeah, you guys are really funny and whatever. And some of the other guys were like, dude, shut up, I just want to hear music, you know. But I don't know, whatever, you know, whatever works. Now what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? I don't know. What am I gonna do? I have a pod mail. All right. Let's see. Another thing from Kodu. I don't know if it's a he or a she. They say, hey Valentine, I've only listened to your latest podcast, but it seems to me, although it's true, you're very funny and that you could have more music and less commentary. The thing is, it's not like my last episode was a good example of my usual episodes. I mean, as anybody who's normally been listening, my last episode was not really exactly what you expect of a normal episode of mine. It was very different. It was very off. So, don't judge my show by that. They're like, whatever. And they're essentially like saying pretty much that I could have talked less and played more music, and asked if I knew any Japanese. I kind of do. I mean, like, I tried to teach myself a long time ago, but then I just got lazy. And so now I have extremely, 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 like, rusty Japanese, you know? Like, I don't know. I know enough to... Well, no, actually, I don't know enough to get around, but I don't know. Like, I know enough to where if I were listening to a conversation in Japanese, I would know some of what they were talking about. But, let's see. God damn it. It's like I had something planned. I can't remember what it was, though. I kind of lost my Japanese myths and legends book. I just went and looked for it, and I can't find it anywhere. God damn. So I guess I can't really tell you a story. Actually, you know what? I have a better idea. You know, I was listening to the storytelling and stuff, and I had realized that, like, the context that they put it in is so weird, you know? It's like nobody actually talks like that, and it's kind of hard to listen to, you know? So then I decided, you know what? I've read a lot of these, so maybe I should start telling them in my own words, you know? So, I think I'm gonna shoot for that, all right? So, I think I'm gonna start out with the story of the lovers who exchanged fans. It's called The Love of Asago. Alright, and this is how it goes. Alright. A long time ago, there's this guy, and he works for the daimyo. The daimyo is the big... He's like the big boss dude, you know, whatever. And a really important guy, kind of like the shogunate, kind of... I don't know. I actually am very unsavvy with old Japanese history. But he worked for the daimyo, and he was on a boat. on his break time, I guess. And, you know, he was supposed to be doing something, but then he saw, like, it was a really pretty scene. What it was there was, like, there was water all over, you know, because he was on a river, and there were all these really pretty girls, and they were in their kimonos, and they were, like, you know, playing around with, like, fireflies at nighttime, and he was just so, like, taken by this image that he just stopped and he just started watching them, you know? And he's just enjoying it and just relaxing. And then as he's watching, he noticed that one maiden was having trouble, and she almost was like falling out of her boat or something, like chasing a firefly. So then he went to go like help her, and at that moment they instantly fell in love with each other. Now, realistically speaking, you think, oh, that's so unrealistic, stuff like that never happens, love at first sight, blah blah blah. It's a fairy tale, stuff like this does happen apparently. So either way, they fell in love with each other, and they were spending time with each other, and, you know, they kept on, you know, speaking sweet nothings into each other's ear, and all this, you know, romantic crap, and then they ended up having to leave eventually, you know? And when the maiden had gotten home, she had found out that that she was actually set up to be married. Her family had set up an arranged marriage, and so she just cried and cried and cried. And she hadn't seen her lover again because, well, she never got the chance to. And she cried so much that she ended up becoming blind from the tears. So then she decided to become a traveling musician. And as a traveling musician, she would sing a song about her lover who she was doomed to, you know, never be with. And fucking A. Yeah, hold on a second. Alright, so anyways, what she would do is she would sing this song, and every time she sang about her lover that she had met and that she was doomed to never see and, you know, all that, people would cry and cry, and there was, oh my god, I can't believe I forgot to mention a big part of the story. Before they had departed, the lovers had exchanged fans, and on the fan that the guy had given her, he had written a poem about a morning glory. And so morning glory in Japanese is asago. So since she actually sung the poem that he wrote for her in the song that she was singing for people just started calling her asago. And so one time the guy who her lover was actually like on a business trip somewhere, and he happened to be like in the tea house which she was working in, and he had heard about her and about, like, you know, her story and how sad it was and how everybody, you know, oh, you know, it's just such a heart-wrenching tale, and everybody always cries whenever they hear her sing. And he's like, oh crap, dude, that story, that's my story, that's the girl that I've been looking for. But he didn't say anything because he was on a business trip, so he was with one of the people that he was working for, so he couldn't, like, very well just go aside his duties. He had to pretend like it was any normal time, so he just asked to see her. And since she was blind, she couldn't see him, so she didn't know that she was playing for him the whole time. And then after she had finished, he just said thank you and paid her like a normal customer. And then he had actually given a fan to one of the people that worked there and said, give this to her later, right? So then he left, and then the girl started, like, you know, she was, like, feeling the fan and stuff, and she's all like, tell me, is there a painting of a morning glory on it? And, you know, like, they're explaining to her that there is a painting of a morning glory with a poem on it and stuff. And she started crying, and she said, tonight I was finally with my lover that I've been looking for so long. And now... And she started crying again because she had realized that she had been right next to him and he'd been right in front of her and she didn't know it, and now he was gone and she couldn't do anything about it. Now it turns out that the guy that owned the place actually had a debt to pay to her father. So what he did was, in sympathy of the girl, he actually gave up his kidney so that she could see again. Why that makes any sense, I don't know. In ancient Japan, they thought that kidneys cured, like, everything. But anyways, so he gave her his kidney by killing himself and such, so then she was able to see again, and then she went on a journey, and in the end, finally found her lover again, and they lived happily ever after. How's that? The end. And, oh crap, dude, I didn't even notice. How long is this thing already? Wow, it's like 50 minutes almost. Holy crap. Dude, yeah, it is 50 minutes. So I'm going to leave you with a song. One of my favorite songs ever. And I believe that there was a song that I said I was going to play for you. I always say that I'm going to play something and I don't play it. I'm sorry. But I had to play this song for you. It's called Momo no Hanabira by Otsuka Ai. And it's one of my favorite songs. So I will close the show with that. So as for now, this is where I say, as usual, Jana.
ここで待ち合わせしてるわきっときっときっときっときっときっときっときっと私を届ける ずっとずっとずっとずっとずっとずっとずっとあなたに会いたい。ぐっと抱きしめて。